Good morning. Welcome in. Welcome
Good
back.
Morning.
What's going on?
So we've got the 23rd annual Brazos Valley Earth Day coming up on April 21st. Mm-hmm. So for 23 years, the cities of Bryan and College Station, Texas A&M, Twin Oaks Landfill, Keep Brazos Beautiful, Brazos Valley Council of Governments have gotten together and they've made this event happen in recognition of the nationally celebrated Earth Day.
And of course, for the first 7 years, you had to explain what it was. Now you don't have to anymore.
Now I don't
People
have
know
to
what
anymore.
It is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
So, what kind of activities are you going to have associated with it?
We'll have kid zones. We have free food, free drinks, a lot of really cool activities hands on for the kids to get in and make really cool pine cone bird feeders and really apply parent knowledge into how they can incorporate conservation, not just waste reduction, but just overall conservation techniques and whatnot into their everyday lives.
Right. And it is. It's easier and easier to do. There are more and more businesses that are getting involved in it, which make it a neat opportunity. And we were just talking off the air how the two cities actually, when it comes to recycling, take a different approach quite often. We do have a company that comes into both cities now, but it used to be where Brian, you just took it to someplace, and in
right.
College Station they would come by. But both of them seem to have been successful in their own way.
Right.
And
yeah,
that helps out.
There's been a big move, a big social twist in how people approach this, and it's really cool seeing that on this side, seeing the numbers and seeing it actually be successful.
Right. Now, do we have one location for the entire city, or are they going to do different locations?
So one location, Wolfpin Creek, April 21st, Saturday, 11 to 3. And hope to see everyone there.
Okay.
Now, I can't forget, we have Twin Oaks. They're hosting their household hazardous waste as well on April 28th. So the following weekend, learn everything you need to know about how to save the planet. Following weekend, dispose of what you need to dispose of safely at the household hazardous waste.
Now,
collection.
What time does that start?
It starts at 7, ends at 2.
Go early.
Yes.
But it's really efficient. Y'all have gotten it. I mean, this is a science now. You've pretty well gotten it down. You got a system.
They have really... I mean, it's hard to find areas to tweak because they have really perfected it so much. And it's really cool. I go every time and it's fun to just see the stuff that comes in. And I'm glad that I get to be a part of it. And it's weird that you would think there would be a decline in the stuff that comes through. And there's not. So I don't know if people are, oh, I need to get rid of this the right way and utilizing the event, or if people are still actually generating that much material.
And you've trained the public. I mean, I know there's some paint that I kept for a while, and I finally gets to the point where I'm not going to keep it anymore, and chemicals and things like that. But the fact is, y'all have done a good job of making sure the public understands when it is and what it is. Now, you've got a list someplace where they can look at what they can and can't bring?
Yes. So TwinOaksLandfill.com has a really great list of everything, and they categorize it as well. And one cool thing about paint, they'll give you free paint hardener. If you go to the landfill, they have these packets that will harden paint so that you can just dispose of it as regular garbage.
Okay. That makes sense. Glad you told me about that. Okay, very good. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, thanks.